Sometimes it just happens with age and use. Sometimes it happens because of abuse or neglect. One thing that helps maintain a proper operating machine is regular maintenance. If you neglect the maintenance on your car, it'll break down and leave you stranded. Things like checking and changing your oil, checking your coolant, rotating and replacing your tires as needed are all things that keep your car healthy and running. These things are called preventative maintenance. We perform PMs at work daily, preventative maintenance forms daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, depending on the use of the equipment. In the same way, our spiritual lives can be fragile things that need preventative maintenance. Things like prayer, fellowship, study, the Lord's Supper are all part of that preventative maintenance. We grease bearings as part of preventative maintenance. When a bearing goes dry, there's damage done to the bearing. It may make noise. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The noise may go away after you grease it, but the damage is already done. Now it's too late. The bearing needs replaced. Just like the damage to the bearing, when you neglect praying to the Father or you pull yourself away from fellowship, it can damage your spiritual life. The things mentioned in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 are part of those maintenance items. Acts 2:42 says this, "They were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer." Notice that one of these items is the breaking of bread or communion. This memorial reminds us that Christ died for us and that we need to live our lives for him. It helps to keep our spiritual life humming along. When things start to run rough in our life, the first thing to do is to check your basic maintenance items. Ask yourself, am I studying as I should be? Is my prayer life as it should be? Am I getting together with the Lord's people like I should? Am I remembering what Christ did for me? This time each week is to help reflect on that. The Lord asks us to remember him in this way. The red bread representing his body and the juice representing his blood shed for our sins. This helps us remember that we are Christians and need to act accordingly. Is your life squeaking? Are you starting to stumble a bit in your spiritual life? It's time for some preventative maintenance. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you for this time that you've given us as set forth by your Son to remember what he did for us. That there's no way to get to heaven without him, without his sacrifice on that cross. Be with us now as we remember that time. Be with us now as we remember his body broken, his blood shed for our sins. Thank you for this opportunity we have, Father. Help us to never forget and never to take for granted how important the death of your Son was for us. As we know that without him, even speaking to you wouldn't be possible. Without him, we have no hope of heaven. Be with us now as we remember him in this time. In Jesus' name I pray.